Hi.
Hey, Steve Arino.
Brian McTavish is here.
Who would Harry Truman?
To-do list. Who would Harry Truman?
Who would Harry Truman, whether it's The Weeknd or not, want to punch in the throat? I was listening to that excellent interview, and
yes.
I know who we definitely want to punch in the throat.
Who's that?
But he thought better of it, wrote a letter instead. You know that music critic way back in the day?
That's right. He criticized his daughter for singing, I think.
The opera singer, or would-be opera
Margaret
singer.
Margaret Truman was criticized by the critic, and Harry was not happy about it.
I think he wanted to mess him up, but he just wrote a very amusing put-down letter of this guy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we're listening to Chicago, the rock band, playing their song, Harry Truman.
Yeah.
What an interesting idea that Chicago made a song titled Harry Truman.
I think it points to the universal appeal of Harry Truman. I mean, every era has its tough times, and it just seems like we're always looking for Harry to, you know, come out of the mist and save us somehow.
Yes. So we're listening to, we're talking about Harry Truman because why?
Well, because it's always a good idea, but especially this weekend, it's the Truman Heritage Festival, downtown Grandview, Main Street.
Not in Independence, Grandview, where he had the farm, right?
Well, yeah, I was going to, so you know that.
Of course I knew that.
Because you're you.
I cover politics, and I've been there.
He's a son of Independence, but he spent 11 years, Harry did, on the family farm in Grandview, starting in 1904.
Thinking that's where he was going to spend the rest of his life.
Yeah, this was before the Great War. The seven-room farmhouse still stands in a 10-acre National Historic Site open to the public, so Grandview can quite rightly claim a formative chunk of the Truman bio, and Harry's can-do spirit will be celebrated at this weekend's festival in downtown Grandview. It kicks off tonight with a carnival only. Friday evening, carnival again, barbecue contest begins. You can have a buck of bone sale. That sounds like a pretty good deal, doesn't it? Friday night, the Old Crows and Four Fried Chickens and a Coke will perform on stage. Saturday morning parade at 10 a.m.
The Old Crows and who?
The Old Crows is a band. And then you've heard of Four Fried Chickens and a Coke.
You went by that really fast. I've not heard of that. What is that?
It's a great band.
It's a band?
It's a band. They've been around forever. I don't want to make them sound older than the Old Crows. But it's a great 1-2 punch if you have wrinkles under your eyes, I guess.
Okay.
As Harry would if he returned.
Yeah.
Saturday, 10 a.m. morning grand parade. There's a car and a bike show. School performances on the community stage on Saturday afternoon.
Sounds like fun. I love stuff like that.
It's the perfect happy wave at the man, the myth, and the legend of Harry Truman in downtown Grandview.
Okay, all of Brian's picks, as always, on our website, kcur.org. Jersey Boys.
The unmistakable vocal inflections of the great, say the name, Frankie Valli.
Frankie Valli,
And the Four Seasons.
And the Four Seasons,
Four Seasons with that great underpinning harmony work, letting that wonderful falsetto soar. This, of course, is the subject matter of Jersey Boys, the Broadway musical based on the stellar career of the 1960s pop vocal group, the Four Seasons.
Mm-hmm.
This show, Jersey Boys, won the Tony Award. Listen.
Good stuff, man. That was the real stuff.
Oh, my. That is the true deal. That's the real
deal.
And I understand, and I've gone online, and I've seen the videos. These guys do a great job on stage, but I just couldn't resist playing the real Frankie in the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
It gets going at the music hall this weekend. These four guys, it's an interesting story. It makes for compelling drama. They started out as macho street toughs. So before they were crushing the pop charts, they were no strangers to breaking various laws and maybe banging a few heads.
Huh.
And they did it with foul language. And so as a
result...
Imagine that, Jersey Boys. Yeah.
Yes, really.
Cussing.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, shocked.
Shocked to find gambling in here.
Yes.
So the rough language of the Jersey streets, as practiced by the real-life Four Seasons, is as a result part of the show Jersey Boys. It's not recommended for all ages. There's gunshots and drug references and sexual situations. Now, the music... That is A-OK for all ages. Great songs, originally fueled by, of course, Frankie, as we've been discussing, whose pipes could go from animalistic authority to that famously stellar falsetto in a finger pop and snap. Wow, I'm telling you what, big hits, a big night every night when the show's on stage.
Performances Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Music Hall, right?
Yep. Romeo was restless, he was ready to kill. He jumped out the window cause he couldn't sit still. Juliet was waiting with a safety net. Said, don't bury me cause I'm not dead yet. Why don't you tell me about the mystery dance? I wanna know about the mystery dance. Why don't
Won't you show me? Because I tried and I tried and I'm still just a fat. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. Well, I remember when I liked.
Okay, what do we got here?
The Mystery Dance, also known as L-O-V-E, or the best we can do, searching for such a thing.
Hmm.
We have a show. It's called As Long As We Both Shall Live, a mystery farce. It's the world premiere of the murder mystery stage comedy of the same name. It gets going Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the American Heartland Theater at Crown Center.
Mm-hmm.
Quick boil down of the story. Central character is Addison Ash. She is a genius. She's a master not only of quantum mechanics, but auto mechanics as well. That's no easy feat. She's a guru of mixed martial arts. She yodels. She is very, very bright. But as crazy intelligent as she might be, she can't get a guy to go nuts for her. She has no luck in the menfolk department. She finally finds Mr. Wright, or so she thinks, but then there are deadly complications, and they will be arising all
My
weekend.
Goodness.
Well, you know, you can't really...
Why is life so complicated?
Well, in sitcom mystery love murder land, it tends to be extremely complicated. And here's the central problem. The wedding planner on her big day turns up dead. Which is never good. And the bride-to-be is the primary suspect. You don't want that.
Ah.
And if that's not enough, and of course it never is, the bride becomes convinced that her life is being threatened. And I like to sometimes use these carefully crafted promotional blurbs. This is what they say about the show. This pretty much says it. It's murder to make marriage work these days. Quickly, a word or two of my own about the show star, Jesslyn Kincaid, who plays Addison. She is good, an accomplished comedic actress. Mm. We're lucky to still have her in this town for the time being. I met her, 7 or 8 years ago. She was playing the evil cosmic vixen in a very funny late-night theater show called Supermodels in Outer Space. I think she was one of the few performers on stage not in drag. But she is self-assured, she is sexy, and she can mug sitcom style with the best of them.
That's 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 2 p.m. Sunday at the American Heartland Theater at Crown Center.
I lay alone. I went down the river to watch the fish swim by. And then I got to the river. It's a long time I walked and didn't die. Oh, Lord. And then I jumped in the river, but the doggone river was dry.
My goodness, that sounds like real country, and he's got a good lineage here to draw it from, right?
Sure sounds like Hank Williams Sr., right?
Well, it does.
But it's not.
It's not.
It's a live recording from a few years ago in Scotland, of all places, of Hank Williams Sr.'s grandson. Hank
really?
Williams III, a.k.a. Hank III. 39 years old. He's a live wire. He looks like his dad. He sounds like his dad.
Yeah.
Back in 1996, Hank III's major record label debut was Three Hanks, Men with Broken Hearts, and it was one of these electronic gimmicks where they had the voices of Hank III, his dad Hank Jr., and Hank Sr. all put together. Hank III did not like that record.
Man.
He's been a rebel ever since. He sings about illicit behavior and the drugs that go with them frequently. You might get some Hank, though, out of him when he performs.
8 p.m. Friday at the Granada over in Lawrence.
You think your dog's the best? You haven't met my dog. My dog be blessed. His bark is like an EMP, knocking out electricity. So put that cell phone down, homie. Y'all don't know how my dog wags his tail. When I rent a boat, it puts the wind in my sail. Doggy paddle, please. He beat Mike Phelps in the backstroke with ease, and they smoke the fat bowl of weed.
Dogs?
At least, yeah.
Go, dog, go.
Wolfstock.
Yes.
It's the 5th annual. I want to say that again. Wolfstock.
It's really called Wolfstock.
It really is. Well, you know, Woodstock, yeah. Wolfstock, it's irresistible. It's the 5th annual festival for dogs and people, if you insist, but certainly dogs. Mm. It gets going at 7:30 a.m. on Sunday at the town square.
7:30 in the morning.
Well, we have to have the blessing of the pets. There's a 1K dog walk and a 5K run, and also affordable microchipping will be available for Fido.
That's Brian McTavish. Brian, always good to have you here, man. His list will be up on our website, kcur.org. Thanks, man.
Thank you, man.
You bet.